Hey, y'all. Welcome back to AfterBuzz TV show for This Is Us. We are so excited to be back for season one, episode six, called Career Days. And we learn a lot about all these characters and what they're up to in life. And will their dreams come true, or do they have to push them aside for other people? Let's talk about it right now.
You're tuning in to the destination for TV super fan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
We're feeling jazzy tonight, people. Yeah. Welcome back to This Is Us, season six for the first season called Career Days. I'm one of your hosts, Whitney Lane. You can catch me on Twitter at @Southern_Wit, and I'm joined with my lovely co-hosts.
Hey guys, my name is Amber Plaster. You guys can tweet me your predictions at Amber Plaster and on Instagram at Amber Plaster.
Hi guys, I'm JJ Juergens, and you can follow me at JJ Juergens.
I'm so glad I'm back. Yay! I missed the show.
We missed you too.
These stories, I can't get enough of them. Gosh, I feel like I should be a little more calm, right? Just because I'm like feeling William. We're very
having
William
a little cocktail
right now.
And a little smoke right in here.
Just sitting back. Right? Listen to the sax, that sexy sax. Yeah. Okay, let's dig in, because this show never stops making me think about life.
Oh my gosh.
Should we start with Kate?
Let's do it.
Let's start with Kate. She had a kind of a cool episode, I actually think, and she's kind of figuring out what her next step is now that she's not Kevin's assistant. She got a pretty cool gig, I think.
Yeah.
What do we think about her as an event coordinator?
I thought it translated really well. When, you know, when she was saying, like, oh, I don't know if my skills translate, I was like, if you're a competent, skilled personal assistant, your skills go everywhere. Like, I mean, I truly believe that. Like, I know a lot of people who are personal assistants or administrative assistants who could almost pick up dang near any job because they've had to multitask through. She's very capable. So I was really excited to see her interview.
I know.
Yeah, me too. And I like to see once she, you know, got the job and she was going through it, just how take charge she was. I love seeing her just like getting shit done and like being on it and just
confident.
I was like, yes,
right?
It was really fun, Kate, to see.
It was, because we keep getting these flashbacks to the younger Kate where she's starting to kind of get insecure and she's starting to become aware of that she may be a little different from her mom or not as, you know, not as beautiful. She'll hear her dad say something like, you're so little or something like that to her mom. And she's like, oh, so she started becoming aware of that, which I think you kind of do when you're like, you know, elementary school, older, getting into middle school, you're starting to think, oh, wait, she looks different than I do, or she's wearing mascara and all those little things that come with being an insecure girl going through puberty, because that's what happens. But I do think that it's really cool to see her as this confident, like, you know, she's very into this job. You can tell she's good at it. People like her on the other side of the phone. She has these relationships. How could you not? She has a great personality. She's so fun.
I love to see, too, in dealing with the daughter, Emma. Like we said, we're like, she's going to be able to handle this. And I love to see her, again, taking charge, kicking her out of the car. Like, not like we don't see feeling sorry that I just got hired because maybe we're the same, you know, we're both overweight. You know, it's like she saw
that.
Yeah, I mean, that girl,
she's a little brat.
Yeah,
but
she was a little brat.
Through it, you know, and she's feeling such it. That's the whole thing about the show is you see these real life situations. Mm-hmm. She's obviously insecure. She's not getting along with her mom. She's a teenager. All these things that are happening. And she doesn't have anybody she can really relate to.
But, and it could have made her, Kate, quit, like, too. Mm-hmm. Like, she could have just been like, oh, forget this. I don't need this. And that's why you hired me. But I like that she's stuck in there and was, like, recognizing some of these things, but, like, determined to overcome this. And Hannah, and then when she starts asking for what she wants and pushes it too far for the intern. You know, but it's like,
But I also liked how she also kind of, she did kind of quit on the girl. She's like, get out of the car. She's like, I don't need this. And that's when she found, like, that's where you see her self-worth. It's like, why should I let someone talk to me like this? Mm-hmm. She's very confident in that sense, where it's like, I'm not going to deal with this mess. Mm-hmm.
But I also think that she knew what that girl needed. Because she's, I mean, she's been her brother's personal assistant. She knows a fragile ego when she sees one. And she was like, oh, no. Bye. And she's like, what? Huh? You can kind of see it in her face. Like, someone's giving me negative attention. This is what I've been craving all day. And then she was so shocked by it that she didn't even say anything to her mom when she came home. And she was like, how's your day? Good. I really like Kate. Yeah, you did. Get back in line.
It's interesting, right? I'm excited to see where that goes, because I think it's a way for her to actually be someone to look up to for this girl. You know, it's someone that can come in there and show she's confident who she is. She's successful at what she does. And like, why not?
And, like, life is fine. and she's enjoying life and she has a good attitude and like it's like not a problem. Mm-hmm. She can like function and do all the things that she wants to do and still look the same way that she does. And she's like, it's fine.
She's been there, done it, too. And she talked about the relationship with her mom, which I thought was actually really interesting. And these are the little insights and the little, like, things that we get from the show where she says she barely talks to her mom anymore. And it's odd to me because, I don't know, I thought for sure they'd be close. You know, this whole family, the little, what's happening in the now is kind of weird to see how they don't get along or how they do or, like, what's happening with the... I don't know, the dad and what happened to him and all that. Like, we're getting little hints each episode.
So this writing is fantastic. Like, I love that, too. It's like just like the onion. Like, little things are being peeled. And then they drop it like that, you know? And then you think back to, okay, well, last week, she was the only one with her dad's ashes, you know, still holding on to dad's ashes. So we know that she's really, really close to him. And now finding out this with the mom. But I love that it's just so real, too, because we all go through that, like, with our parents. Like, you know, there's times I hated my mom. It's like
You do.
And you look back and you feel terrible for those moments and you don't know, but I think the show just taps into what everybody has gone through, which
does.
Is so great.
Because eventually you get older and you're more mature and you realize, well, life's too short to have these kinds of arguments. And maybe this will be a different way for her to see this girl and her mom. Wait, maybe I can help. They're getting closer. Yeah. I feel like that's something that could happen. Mm-hmm. I need to reach out to my mom and realize, like, you know, especially after they've lost their dad. So it's interesting to see how their relationships and the dynamics, you know, with her and her mom or whatever, with Randall and Kevin, whatever it may be, why they are the way they are, even though they've gone through the same type of things. Mm-hmm. You just see how people react differently, which
is interesting. I thought it was really great that Kate pointed out that she punished her mom, you know, when in her teen years for being pretty and small in a way, lashed out at her. And she brought that up. I was like, I wouldn't have put that together. But because she lived it, she kind of reached out to this girl and was like, you know, like, I did what you're doing. And I got that she was, like, snotty and, like, ungrateful and bratty. But I didn't get, for some reason, specifically that she was, like, being mean to her mom. I thought it was more she was being mean to everyone. And so Kate zeroed in on that and was like, you need to not abuse her like that. And she, and like, sometimes it takes a total stranger saying things to you where you can finally hear it for the first time. Mm-hmm. So
hard.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Everybody thinks they're in the right most of their lives, you know, until somebody else tells you.
And to mirror that, we have another stranger telling another twin something that's going on in their life. Yes. Kevin with the widow that he gets tricked into seeing.
Let's talk about Kevin. Mm-hmm. He's such an interesting character to me, actually. I actually really like his story because when we get the flashbacks to him being young and kind of being feeling like he's left out or that he's not getting as much attention because his sister Kate, she's the only girl and she has this one issue. And then you've got Randall, who's the adopted one. And it's like Kevin, he's just kind of the kid, you know, the other one, the third kid. I don't know. We're starting to see so much of him and how insecure he is. And when William called him out last week about you keep doubting yourself and you start realizing like somehow he's got to overcome that. And maybe that's why he had to take this leap to move to New York and do this play and learn how to not do that and how to actually feel, which we're starting to see kind of thanks to Olivia in a weird, weird way. What do we think about her taking him to a memorial service for a stranger?
I love Olivia. Olivia says everything that I'm thinking most of the time. I don't know if, like, she needed to take him to memorial ceremony, but I thought that was very, like, I kind of liked it because she was like, okay, you want to be uncomfortable? You want to swim in the water with the big fish? Okay, Grandma, push you in. How about that? Let's get weird. Like, she kind of just called him on his bluff, and he kind of needed it, and it wasn't hurting anyone because she's good enough of an actor to be like, oh, we were here, you know, we loved your husband, like, saying sweet things to kind of smooth it. It was really walking the line of, like, what's okay and what's not,
it
but
was.
I liked it.
But see, I like that he also came back and said, she's a real human being. This woman lost her husband. Mm-hmm. Like, you're bringing me to this because of your art, which is great. Yeah. That's what it is. I mean, she is an actress, but at the same time, it is still life, you know?
Yeah.
Like, this person's dealing with this.
No, he felt so bad that he had to have sex with her on the morning woman's bed. That's how bad he felt for her.
It's very uncomfortable, the whole situation.
I know. Kevin, I see you.
But I can't imagine being going into some random person's house who's just lost someone. First of all, I would probably be crying like a crazy person just because you feel for someone else. Then he's eating pickles. Then he's like, they're hugging each other, which I actually love that moment. Because finally, for once, we see him open up about what we knew had happened to him, which he had lost his dad. So there's grief there. It's just, you can tell that he's one of those people that pushes it into this little place and does not open up that box.
Yeah.
Which is why he doubts himself and is the way he is.
Right. And I think, like, for the episode, I love the fact that they went there because I thought that was, I love the moment with him and the widow. Like, yes. I just thought it was amazing. I mean, but yes, you say, is it right for her to take him there? I'm going to say no, because she's a trained actress and she's been doing this for years. Uh-huh. And even in your beginning acting classes, you know that when people get scenes like that and they're blocked in this thing, it's probably most likely because it's too close to home. Like there's something they have walls up, and that's, you know, everybody kind of knows that when you're in acting class. So I think she would have recognized that there's something he is pushing this. There's a reason he's pushing this down and he doesn't want to face it. So there's probably, so I think probably a one-on-one conversation somewhere just between the two of them would have, but for the sake of this episode, I thought it was amazing and awesome.
Yeah, of course. Of course. I mean, especially how it ended. It's like, really? You're meant to do this in the dead guy's bed.
And
remember, she was forced to work with him. So maybe she was a little aggressively punishing him a little bit. Maybe it wasn't all out of love.
Yeah. I don't know. I think she likes him in a weird way.
I think she likes him too.
I think she sees this guy that, like, obviously has up these walls, and I think that that tough love that she puts on with him, like, I think she's actually going to fall a little bit harder than he is at some point, because I knew they were going to end up getting together. Yeah. I could tell that that was going to happen. But I think it'll be an interesting, however this develops. It is kind of an exciting little relationship,
I knew when he brought her the cappuccino the next morning and she looked at it.
Yeah, I was like, she
I was like, oh, she's gonna push him away and she is gonna shut him off, because I think she's pushing him into method acting, which I was like, kind of watching, and I like wrote down, in a world where only method acting is the only kind of acting, and I'm like, that's not how that works, but okay, for the show,
for him, maybe
it's amusing,
open him up, right?
Yeah,
I don't know. I like this story with him. And then he talked to... So we got a little bit more information on Jack and his dad, saying he died a long time ago. So that... Yes. This is... I'm trying to piece it all together. Every week when we get a little hint as to what happened, because I don't want it to be anything that, like, puts him in a bad light. He's such a good dad. And you see him find the time to, like... He does the models with this one kid. And then, you know, he, like, really tries. Yeah. He's a good man. He's
so
a
good
man.
Yeah.
So, interesting. It's all developing.
I'm always trying to write down kind of what happened to Rebecca and Jack, because we don't know. So, we do know, as of the last episode, that Jack died or was passed away as of 2006, because Kate, that was when the first memory of watching the Super Bowl with the urn existed. Okay. So, I was like, okay, so he was at least dead as of 2006. But when Kevin said he died a long time ago. I think he was being honest.
And then he said 15's a really hard time.
Right.
So it's got to be at some like...
Oh, good point.
Mm-hmm. It's got to be at some point in your life where you're still like trying to grow and like not necessarily who you are. You're not who you are yet, you know? And of course, the death of any parent is going to be like tragic. I mean, I lost my mom last year and it's horrible still. It goes back and forth and you're still like, you know, you want those people to be able to like share their thoughts and their opinions and their like hopes for you, but that's what they're missing out on, which is why Kevin's so closed off, you guys. His dad was probably his best dude, you know, his best friend. I don't know. We're gonna learn more, but it's really interesting. Stories.
I know.
Well, what about Randall?
Aww.
I love Randall.
I love him, too.
Him as a little kid and that cute little... I about dad.
Jack is putting on little Randall's tie. All three of us were watching together. We all went, oh.
It was
and we
so
all
cute.
Like went back and we're just like, I just died from cuteness. Oh, so cute.
I mean, I just love, I don't know, that whole family. And I really actually love Beth. I think she may be like one of my favorites, because she just is like, she says it how it is. She calls him out, but she's funny and she's like, look away, look away.
Yeah.
Like, I love that woman. Like, she gets it, you know? Yeah. But they have a really good relationship, and I think that's a good one to see. Like, he's the one that's come out and actually created this life full of love with his wife and his kids and, like, success, doing something he loves, even though he felt for a second, maybe I should have tried something else, or maybe I didn't tap into what I'm truly capable of, because it was with a different dad, you know? He's learning more things. I don't know.
I like both of these wives. it's like Beth and Rebecca, because in both this episode, we saw them both supporting their husbands. Mm-hmm. And like when he wanted to start his own business, she's like, we'll make it work. We'll do it. You know, and I like that neither one of them is ever putting the other one down or squashing their dreams. And she knows he's going through a midlife crisis. She's going to roll with it. Mm-hmm. And knows he's processing all this stuff. So I just love seeing these really healthy like good, fun relationships.
It is. It's mm-hmm. really interesting to see, because most of the time you're always like, something bad's going on, or you're mm-hmm. not supportive of someone, or you're resentful of mm-hmm. your partner, or whatever it may be. But like, yes, when they were looking at that new school and he was talking about that, immediately she's like, yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll do it.
And she could have been like, no way, you know, you need to, you know, we talk about them later, but yeah, she was just like, whatever, we'll figure it out, you know.
I really love that part. I wrote that one down too, because she doesn't want him to be unhappy, mm-hmm. and he is, and he's doing it for the sake of his family, which is also a whole nother topic of like, you know, kind of having to put away your dreams to for the sake of other people to live their best mm-hmm. life, which is mm-hmm. selfless. And I think it's another reason that Jack's so amazing.
Well, it's like, parenting, right? I mean, mm-hmm.
it is, where someone else becomes more important than you do.
Yeah.
And I think to be a good parent, you kind of have to be prepared for that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. They have such good love, and just, you want them to like succeed and follow their dreams and do that. I don't know. Mm-hmm. They're just really wonderful. They're my fave.
I know.
It did kind of
freaking out.
It did kind of make me sad when we see his three, was it
three big homes, which I love.
Yeah. Named after, you know, it's like, they're big three. Part of me, just that dreamer, wanted to like see him still pursue that and like make that happen, you know.
But I totally get. That was weird though, with Miguel. What was that?
We got to talk about that too. Why don't we talk about all of this? Because it kind of leads into how Randall ends up getting to, you know, tap into his potential.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you see, I don't know. I think about Jack, because if you think about yourself in him, almost, it's like he's sitting there doing this job, and it's like, he's not that happy. He's sitting at a mm-hmm. cubicle. You can tell how happy he was when he was a construction worker. Yeah. So he loved that kind of stuff. And it's like, why don't you just do it? Like, mm-hmm. go, step out and take that leap of faith. Take that risk. But then you can't because of other things. Miguel must be his boss or some sort of, that's how they met. And he's taking him with him. He must be going, he got a promotion, taking him with him. I wonder if he's taking over like a division of this company.
But they didn't. Well, I guess.
But he wasn't his boss at the time.
Yeah, they didn't start off as boss.
Yeah. So it seemed like, to me, it seemed like they were kind of level, and then he got this promotion.
Minus the suit, I feel like he almost had an office. I feel like this is how he has a little control over Jack.
You're right. He might be like. He was a step above. Like, I feel like he wasn't his boss, but I feel like he was. Yeah, but then he got this.
Oh, like middle management situation.
Yeah, and then.
That has to be some weird. Gosh, I want him out.
I know.
Every time I see him, I don't like him.
I know. He's the only one. We're all like,
golly. He really is, though. I'm just like, get away.
Yeah.
You have a wife and kids, now that we know that. That also, like, got me all.
I know.
Lord.
So much more we need to know
about
Miguel.
But I don't know. I just think, oh, is he going to hopefully get the chance one day to, like, you know, he had to put it on the back burner.
I just didn't like that foreshadowing of, like, I'm going to start my own company. And then Miguel's like, I just got a promotion. And, like, my stomach just dropped. I was just like, oh, is he just, like you said, like, he might buy him out or something. And I was like, is he going to
offer
a better
entire idea?
Or taking his idea? Mm-hmm.
I was worried about that one, too, when he hit the,
I could see something.
Some bad foreshadowing feeling.
He wants his life. He wants his, oh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He wants his life.
I definitely got the takeover thing, because he had his stuff out when he came up, and I just felt like he was kind of poo-pooing his idea, which...
It seemed like he had the upper hand, because he was like, give it to the end of the week. Yeah. And I was like, ew. Yeah. Do you know? What does he know?
I think he just knows that he needs the money right now.
He has the control
to give it to him.
Just almost a sly way of putting in that dig, like... Oh, you have your dream, but, you know, you should be taking care of your kids.
Oh, I hate
kids.
People like that.
Yeah, it kind of felt a little like that to me. Like,
Which
makes
me
realistic now.
How could Rebecca go for someone like that if he's...
That's why there's so many questions that you're killing me about it. Oh,
I don't think we're going to know all that maybe by the end of this year.
But then
either.
He did it for Randall to follow his dream, because he saw his potential in this little boy who was trying to dumb it down so that he could fit in with his brother and his sister.
And how sweet was the moment? I mean, great acting on... I mean, these kids are freaking amazing. Like, to see him breaking down with his dad in that moment, you know, not wanting to be different than his brother.
Not wanting to show him.
Like, Oh.
But for the for Jack to see that.
Yeah.
He knew something was up. If this kid of mine is gifted, like they say, and he can go and do this, and he's not tapping into his potential, something's holding him back. And it's because, you know, he wants to be liked by his brother and sister, whom apparently we already see that his brother doesn't ever want to associate that he's his brother. So that's got to be hard. Yeah. He's just trying to fit in this family where he doesn't necessarily belong. But they find ways to make him feel, oh, I don't know, it was a lovely moment. Lovely moment. Oh, yeah. Like, I can only hope to be that good of a parent one day because that was so wonderful.
I love his little pep talk with Randall. It was so well said. I think we were all just like, we're more dads like that, please. Like, so well connected and dropped in with his son and just knew what to say to encourage him. And, like, when you're that age, you think you're confident and you think you're good, but, like, you just soak up encouragement, especially from the male figure in your life.
Yeah, definitely. Well, then look what happened. I mean, he became Mr. Successful, I don't even know what he does, Lord.
I still can't even like really
fully. Like his family, we don't know what Randall does at this point.
I sat there and I was like, no, I'm going to get this.
Yeah, no.
I was trying to, when we started talking about the crops and stuff, I'm like, okay, Nebraska, Tony, get it. And I'm like, I'm going to figure it out.
Nope. I don't either at all. But you know what? He's happy doing it. And that was such a cute little lesson.
Yeah.
He's basically like, I want to show my family that I enjoy what I do. I don't want them to be embarrassed by it. But I'm also going to show them that I'm open to learning something new, you know? Mm-hmm. And I want them to hopefully come to my recital. Yeah. I was like, that's so cute.
So cute.
I just love them.
I do too. I also love that he's so, almost like an athlete. Like, he's used to, like, learning then getting better. And then he even, like, addressed, I thought for sure they were going to do the montage scene where Randall learns the piano with his dad and then is suddenly playing it by the recital.
I did too.
And they called it out. And I was like, yes!
Right.
Yep.
But I do love how Randall and William's relationship's growing so much, too. Mm-hmm. Because obviously we can tell that Randall's not a huge fan of Miguel's.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a good person to come into his life at this moment and kind of teach him that he may be able to tap into some other potential that he has.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a really good show.
It is.
About life and love and following your dreams and figuring out what it is that you should take a risk on or put aside for someone else. Yep. I don't know.
I don't want to say that it's the perfect TV blended family, but
it is.
I haven't seen a better one in a long time.
Right. It's so good. Okay, is there anything else from this one? I feel like, gosh, I don't know. There was so much. Oh, I do like Miss Yvette.
Yes.
I think she's a very good sounding board for Rebecca and Jack because they don't really know. And I love that they kind of admit to it, too. It's like, let me ask your advice on this because she has a little insight, you know? Yeah. I think she's great. And she's really open to them, too.
Yeah, and I love how she calls them out on it, too.
The only black person that can answer your questions. I just, like, love her.
She calls it out immediately. Yeah.
Because not only were they kind of skeptical at first of Randall being over at the swimming pool, you know, they were like, what happened? But it's like she's so open to it and just, like, tells them how it is, which I think is exactly what they need.
Yeah.
And they're open to.
Mm-hmm.
I really like it. I hope we see, like, more of them, like, interacting and, like, raising their kids or whatever.
I think we will. I thought that was interesting that they even brought him to the school. I thought they weren't going to do it.
Yeah.
Well, at first, when I saw him over there, I thought, well, maybe she was going to, like, homeschool him or, you know, like, thought that was there. Because she said that Rebecca said, we'll find somebody or we'll find another alternative. So I was like, oh, maybe they're not going to do. Yeah. But
then she said, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Holding him back.
And
I love that.
Rebecca said, my brain hurts from all this third grade math. So I thought too, but I didn't put together that she said, like, I'm tired from even doing their homework. Like, I can't keep up with their school. Like, sometimes, like, you're a smart person, but going through fifth and fourth grade math and science again is probably more than your adult.
Oh, I don't want
making
to.
All the meals. I can't do it. No, I couldn't do it.
Mm-mm. Oh, good times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your brain works at a certain way that age to learn all that complicated science and history, and after your 30s, I don't think it's
forgets it.
Yeah,
but your luckily we gain other wisdom, right? You know. Life experiences,
like how to balance
like
a checkbook.
These characters on this show.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, it's good, I can't wait to see what happens next because this show, like, literally, I thought I was going to cry at the end too. I don't even know. Everything just makes me emotional, and it makes you think of about your own life. Mm-hmm. That's what a show should be. That's why we're all connecting to it.
Maybe that's why the show is so good. It makes you, you can relate to your own family through it.
Totally. And I think every different family, every different, you know, every different race, every different, like, yeah, there's really feel like there's something for everybody in the show. It's awesome.
Amazing. Okay, well, should we get into some news and gossip?
Sure.
Woo!
AfterBuzz TV News.
Anybody else?
I'm ready for
it. I only have a little bit. And this was an interview with Dan Fogelman.
Oh, yes.
So just kind of teasing us a little bit about the game plan of the series. He did say that in the 7th episode, they're going to move into the future. So the kids aren't going to be not teens yet. He said they're like 13. They'll move forward from there. So dropping little hints about what we're going to see. We're getting a little older. Mm-hmm.
Getting a little closer to some answers that way.
Yeah. And we were right last week. That whole montage wasn't necessarily supposed to be real. It was just supposed to be like you're hypothetically looking at what the future could bring. And
so confusing.
Yeah. They asked about that because they said, clarify, did he die? Right. We see the hat. Yeah. So it was just kind of like a look at life, and you can interpret it how you want and just know that, yeah, you don't,
Dan,
you don't
stop quite know.
I know. What is he doing? Let's see. He said there's big stuff coming. The mid-season ends on Christmas with a really big Christmas episode.
Aww.
So that should be interesting.
I'm excited.
And let's see, and that we said every one of our main characters gets their own act, so it's like 6 little one-act plays that come together at the end of the episode in Christmas. He said he's very excited about that one. So that should be right before their little break from the holidays, which I think is like early December, right?
Early
mid-December.
And we're off next week, right?
Yes, so off next week for the election.
We are honoring the election next week. Yeah, so yeah, definitely exercise your right to vote. It's an important one.
Okay, let's get into some predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV
prediction. So I kind of said mine already, basically. I was like, Olivia's going to end up liking, something's going to happen in this relationship. But I almost want to see Kevin have the upper hand here in a different way. Not the upper hand's not the word to say it, but like, she's kind of in control and like molding him into this, you know, certain, I want him to like stand up for himself and be like, don't treat me like that. I'm a human and I like you. And I hope that they grow though, because I really like to see that relationship. I don't know. Who knows?
I think they will grow. I think I do get the sense that she is having the upper hand, but that she also, since she's so serious, probably doesn't want to do this whole run of this play while she's like sleeping with her co-star. Right. So I feel like she probably will have feelings that are growing and they're going to get closer and closer. But then I kind of think that maybe at the end of the play, he'll realize he's gotten all that he needs to get out of, you know, New York and her and everything, and then
figure out his next step back to LA.
Yeah.
I wonder. That'll be a fun one.
Oh, I like that. So you predict that she's going to be more career-oriented and that Kevin will end up finishing the play with the confidence that he needs to go back to LA.
Yeah, and I think she's going to fall for him during the court. Like, I think she's putting these walls, like, I'm not going to let this happen now because I got to be professional. I got to get this play done. But then I think she's
slowly falling. She's going to basically build his confidence, and he's going to, and I still think he's going to be a great dude, but it's like, I'm so glad we had this experience in life. And I like you, and she's going to be really into him by the end of this. Yeah. Right now, she's so annoyed with him, you can just see that it's going to turn, because that's what happens sometimes. And then I think, he's ready for the next thing.
I like that. I can see him being his confidence being built back up and coming back to LA just to hit pilot season just in time.
With no self-doubt, or a little, but less.
Reminds me, I was kind of waiting for the widow to recognize the Manny, though. Like,
oh, that's true.
I was. But then she's grieving, and she's also not the target demo for the Manny, probably.
That's why I played it off in my head, too. But for a second, I was like,
but it
seems like somebody else recognizes the
Someone
Manny.
At the party would recognize him. I don't know. That was a little
That's true. I forget he's the Manny.
It's like as if Ashton Kutcher came into your memorial service. You'd be like, is that
Is that the guy from Kutcher? Punk?
Yeah. Somebody would have said something. Right? I don't know. My prediction is that William is not being honest with his family.
You think? Over what?
I think it has everything to do with the timing of his health. I don't think that he, I've said this before, and I don't know what it is, and I can't put my finger on it, but from like episode one, I think that he is very smart, and I think that he's kind of lived his life kind of impressing people and charming people and kind of getting by doing this or saying whatever he needs to say. And I think he's a good guy, but I think he might have over-exaggerated a little bit to get just enjoy being with family and feeling healthier when he's there. And I think that he's not as sick as he says he is.
Well, but they did the test, right? Yeah, and they went together to the hospital. I mean, I definitely agree with you that I think there's something he's hiding, because we see in this trailer for next week like Beth is like, I'm telling him, like, so I don't know.
I also got a little hint from it from the piano thing when Randall was super excited that he offered to play, and he said right now, and you could see him be like, oh, not now, almost like he's gonna pull back when Randall's finally opening up and getting close, and he's not gonna allow himself to get there. I don't know why, but I saw that to where then it's gonna hurt Randall. Because here he is finally trying to, like,
we know Randall's going to get hurt.
Yeah, it's definitely,
100%.
I know. He wanted to learn the piano right then and there. In the dead of night when his kids are asleep.
Oh. Yeah.
He wasn't thinking.
I'm intrigued as to what's going to happen with Kevin and Randall.
Can we also, sorry, go ahead.
No, what?
Well, we saw the Toby thing, too.
So you guys.
The Tobys.
But also, where was Toby tonight in general? Hello, anybody?
Maybe he's with whoever is at his
place right now.
Right, having that.
You guys, Toby was MIA for this entire episode and no one said anything.
No, I would, like, I don't even know. Until we got in here, I was like, wait a second. Toby wasn't in this.
Yes, until the whole episode was over, I didn't even think about it. I was so
engrossed. I didn't get a laugh this episode, really.
No, no. That's exactly what was missing. Like, it was so heavy. Like, we were all like, yeah, but I mean, maybe, again, it's another thing they brilliantly do on purpose, because now we're, like, missing him, and then it looks like next week we might get a little disappointed.
I think it's going to be, like, a sister or a parent or something weird that he just didn't want to introduce her yet. Well, I don't think it's going to be another girl.
Did we leave off with them arguing?
She left because of the Steelers thing, right?
Yeah, it wasn't like another woman, or she was hitting up his ex again.
I don't think it's
going
to that, but it's going to be something he's. I don't know.
Oh, what if he's with the skinny woman from the group?
I don't think he would do that, right? He's putting so much effort to be. Oh, it's going to be.
I don't think he would either. So that's.
But it's not a good time. So we're about to find out. He's pulling back for some reason, and that's what we want to know.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And then Randall and Kevin, you guys, I don't know what that is. He said, this is the first time in 36 years you've called me your brother. And then I'm almost like, then what are you doing coming and staying with him? Right. And like, what is this? This is going to be very interesting.
I feel like next episode is going to blow up a little
bit. It will. It's got to give us a little bit. Well, until then.
Yes.
On November 15th.
Yes.
We'll be back. Where can everybody keep up with you until then?
Hey guys, you can follow me at JJ Juergens on Twitter and JJ.Juergens on Instagram.
Hey guys, thanks for watching. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Amber Plaster.
And y'all can keep up with me at Southern_Wit on Twitter and Instagram. And we'll see you in 2 weeks. This is us. So good.
So good.
So good.
True.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.